We know that you've been pushing for a coordinated U.S. effort to go after ISIS in both Iraq and Syria. In fact, you've talked about arming Syrian opposition forces for more than a year. And just yesterday, you called ISIS a demonic group of people that needs to be dealt with. But you don't think U.S. troops will be sent in. So let me start here. What should Congress's role be, and what do you want Congress's role to be in this decision by the president?
Well, Chuck, we should certainly authorize this. I know the president has been sending over through the War Powers Act notifications relative to specific excursions. It's been interesting to watch. And what that does, Chuck, is it gives them 60 days of activity without coming back to Congress. But this is going to have to be something far more coordinated. It's going to obviously need to take place in Iraq and in Syria for it to be effective. They have not yet shared with us what their plans are. I've checked in several times over the last several days, and unusually, I haven't heard back. One of the things they could try to do, Chuck, is to use the 2001 AUMF relative to Afghanistan. It's a 60-word authorization that's very broad. I hope that is not what they will do. I hope what they will instead do is come to Congress and ask for a new authorization for a new threat that has evolved over time. We ask if ISIL even comes under the mandate that they were given, and they wouldn't answer the question. So again, look, for the American people's sake, Congress should weigh in. Congress should be a part of this. Congress should own whatever we're doing military. So again, I've been talking to colleagues on the other side of the aisle. I think there's a general agreement that a new authorization needs to take place.